We were spending some time arguing about who we thought would be the Doctor, right? Because that was kind of cool. And now we know. And in a sense, I'm disappointed, firstly, because it's male and not a redhead, which I think were two major disappointments.
So if it were a redheaded male, you wouldn't be as upset?
No, I wouldn't be. I thought redhead would be cool. Everyone wants him to be Jim Harrison.
Yes, and the Doctor himself wants to be Jim.
And our previous Prime Minister is now free.
She would be so good as a Doctor, yes. Okay, but now we know who it is. So the query is, any thoughts?
He can act. He definitely can act. That's good. This is a good thing.
And I like the fact he's older.
I know, I thought that was good too. Because
the last couple have been getting younger and younger, and I thought, well, you know, he's going to be in diapers next, which might make some interesting stories, but doesn't quite work.
I mean, I find it promising. I mean, I really like Eccleston's Doctor.
Yes.
And this one feels like there's room to return to some of what made Eccleston's Doctor.
Yeah.
A bit more serious, a bit older, a bit more thinking.
It may distress a whole bunch of fangirls who have become attached to Doctor Who that he's not young and cute.
Well, that's all right. A lot of older fangirls will probably be quite delighted.
I did see... So Peter Capaldi is, I guess, best known for The Thick of It, where he's a spin doctor, he's a political spin doctor.
I went off and watched it immediately afterwards to see what it was like, and I don't know, I've liked him in it. So.
And so I think one of the best comments I saw online when he was announced as a new doctor was someone saying that they just can't wait for the Doctor to tell the Daleks to fuck off.
Oh, that would be glorious.
It would be fabulous, and I would really like to see that happen.
I don't think it will, like a swearing doctor who just... handles things in a more...
I can see a fan YouTube video already.
Well, you could probably splice him into the Daleks quite well, actually.
It's promising. I mean, we've got a Doctor who can act again, which is very promising.
And he was in an earlier episode of New Who as well. He was in the
Fire of Pompeii.
Yes. So one of the Donna Noble episodes. He was very good at it.
Yeah. Well, as an episode, I thought it was rather poor.
It wasn't a brilliant episode.
But,
it was
but then that's New Doctor Who. Most episodes are.
Yeah, it was the second episode of the Donna Noble arc.
I think the last half season had predominantly very good episodes.
Okay.
This is coming from Adam and I, who both did not like Matt Smith. I haven't watched the last season and a half because of my issues with Matt Smith. I'm trying to make my way through it so I can, move on to...
It may be better than my recollection. My hassle with the recent seasons has been what I thought was good about Doctor Who is you get a lot of ordinary episodes.
Yeah,
and that's fine because you can't keep up great episodes every week. But every season there'd be one or two absolutely wonderful moments.
Yes.
Girl in the Fireplace and Blink. And episodes that are so good you watch them and think, okay, it was worth the season for this moment.
Yeah.
And didn't feel for me that I got that in the last couple of seasons.
Mm.
Nothing that just looked and thought, this was why I like watching Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And I agree that some of the episodes were solid, just nothing that said to me, spoke to me the way Blink or Girl in the Fireplace did.
Yeah.
But that's it.
But I did watch the sort of half hour introduced you to the new Doctor blurb they had on, and having been rather vocal on not liking Matt Smith, I was actually kind of perturbed because I assumed that this was his choice, that he was leaving Doctor Who. But in that little half-hour episode, he looked so sad that he wasn't going to be the Doctor anymore. It just made me concerned, I have to say.
It was a role he really wanted to have.
I mean, you can recognise that you probably need to move on. That doesn't mean you're sad. You're not sad about moving on.
True. But it's like David Tennant. It felt like David Tennant was done and he was happy and he was moving on to bigger and better things.
He did his one season.
Matt Smith just seemed so sad. So it made me a little more fonder of him, so maybe I'll make it through the rest of the episodes with him in it.
I think it's time he moved on, but I think it's not necessarily a negative thing about Matt Smith, however I may feel about him. I think the one of the things that keeps the series interesting is the ability to refresh it.
Absolutely.
And it's due for that to go through again.
So I guess we'll...
I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of the story of the Hurt Doctor.
Yes, that's going to be good.
Mm.